you know, nothing but the best. That's the way I do it.
For his second solo album, Women and Country, Jacob Dylan brought a few friends in to help out. And like he says, they're some of the best. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Russ Boris here. After five albums with the Wallflowers, Jacob Dylan made his solo debut in 2008 with the quiet, mostly acoustic album Seeing Things. But the follow-up to that album sounds like much more of a group effort. While the first album was produced by Rick Rubin, who's known for his Spare production, Jacob worked on this one with family friend T-Bone Burnett, and they created a set of songs that features fiddles, swoony horns, and guitar by Mark Rebo. The album features a fuller vocal sound as well, thanks to harmony contributions from Nico Case and Kelly Hogan. FUV's Rita Houston had a chance to ask Jacob about that when she talked with him in Studio A.
Wallflowers didn't. We didn't have a girl in the group to really sing. So I had a feeling when writing these songs and then discussing it with T-Bone that it was a good opportunity to do lots of things that I hadn't been able to do or chose to do with the group. And one of them being having some real harmony singing. I did a lot of singing with the Wallflowers and a lot of background vocal kind of stuff. And I kind of learned over time that I think that I might not do that so much anymore. I think it's a little distracting to have the same person singing multiple parts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, specifically with this, Women in Country being the title and being the songs, it made a lot of sense to have female vocals as opposed to guys singing with me.
Right.
Didn't call it Guys in Country.
Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing. Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing. Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Was born in a stable and built like an ox. Down in the pastures I learned how to walk. My mama, she raised me to sing and just let him talk. Said no rich man's worth is weighted in dust. Bury him down same as they'll do us. God wants you busy, never giving up. He wants nothing but the whole wide world for us.
Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. They come fast and furious, or long and slow?
They come furious. A lot of attitude. No, I tend to work. You know, ideas are always, they find you when they do, but I tend to sit down and do quite a bit of work. I've just learned that I like the songs for a longer amount of time. I think you learn what your strengths are, and I take a lot of time with them. Mm-hmm. But on another level, another songwriter once, I won't name him because maybe he doesn't want to be named, said, it's actually much easier than that. You hear a good song, write it. Which just means, I guess, loosely borrow.
But that is spoken like a true songwriter, because we all know it ain't that easy.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of the few that's eager to admit that it's a lot of work.
I've been walking the dirt floor. My eyes are open, Lord. Where did you go? Have we just left you bored? On down this unholy well, we rode stirring barrels in hell to be warm. Further back down in the high ground, it ain't milk, ain't honey, we're moving around. Only one thing is certain, that's everybody, everybody's hurting.
That's Jacob Dylan, live with Everybody's Hurting and Nothing But the Whole Wide World. The new album is Women and Country. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.